Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Sports Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So we are monitoring what's happening at UCLA in Los Angeles, California, as we head into hour number three of the program this morning, folks. We are seeing police that are lining up in front of the barricade, the barriers to the encampment of the pro-Hamas demonstrators who are demanding, among other things, that the university divest completely from anything having to do with Israel and other things having to do with Israeli policy and so forth. So, folks, we'll keep you apprised of that as best as we can as we head into this hour. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program, we're going to open up our telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message, you can also pick up the podcast there. You can also find our live streams. Whenever you want to find the program, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right. We got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, again with us here this morning. And Denise, that's what we're seeing right now. There's no action being done, but it looks like there's a possible prelude to action being done.
Yeah. Exactly how long does it take, to line up and do the perimeter and have all the gear there and so forth and so on.
Right.
I don't think it's a matter of law enforcement. I think it's a matter of getting final approval to make their move.
Well, that's right. And, of course, in Los Angeles, you've got Karen Bass, who's the mayor in Los Angeles, a Democrat. Do you think she's having to feel like she's got to tread some fine line here to try for optics?
Yeah. I do. I will say this, by the way. I think the White House, it's being blamed for not coming out and saying anything about any of this because they don't want to lose the Palestinian vote.
Right, exactly. Yeah, this is something we've been talking about for a while, but it was more abstract. But right now, it's really becoming very, very salient here. To really go down this road is not a good thing for them to be doing, because it's only going to empower these kinds of the anti-Semitism and some of the other abhorrent things we've seen in conjunction with the Jewish students there.
But where I was actually going to go is very often the mobilized protesters come from unions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like SEIU and the teachers union. So they don't want to lose the union vote. Don't forget that one. That's, I think, actually a bigger concern for the Democrats than the Palestinian votes coming out of Michigan.
So they fix all this then by just trying to, be as, I don't even know what the word is. So, sympathetic, to all this?
Well, when it came to all these other previous scandals, teacher unions, and there's thousands of them, they're always mobilized. They're mobilized to get involved with actions at the polling centers when it comes time to vote, to get out and vote and go collect the ballots and whatnot. So, I would look very carefully and see what some of these teachers unions are actually advocating for in all of this, because I don't think it's just the Arab vote or the Palestinian vote. the Democrats are trying to protect. I think it's the unions, too.
But even by doing that, I mean, it seems to be to me that even if you were just, you know, if you're trying to, which I get, you know, you want to protect the union vote, but at what cost at this point? Because by seeming to be, you know, very sympathetic to what the pro-Hamas terrorists are all about or protesters are all about, that seems to be a double whammy. It's bad.
Yes, it is. Very bad.
Yeah.
They're good with that. But then again, this is an administration that never measures the consequence to fallout until it's too late. I would say in a lot of conditions or situations that these unions are armed, and I don't necessarily mean with, you know, guns, but other kinds of weapons, and they stand at the ready.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Well, we're going to keep watching this, obviously. And again, part of their demands is to divest out of Israel for these universities. Does that stop at the universities? Let's just say the university said, okay, which at one university I know that they've already said, well, we're going to review it. You know, we're going to review this. But is it ever going to stop at that? Or are they going to go then next to corporations or other individuals or groups that have anything to do with Israel?
Yeah, of course. They're going to, you know, they're going to look at, and it isn't just Israel now. They've kind of morphed into capitalism. So I would be watching out for, you know, is all of this kind of a trial run leading into the DNC convention?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's 68 all over again at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll have a level of chaos at the DNC, you know, which, you know, and I guess just sort of left field question here, could that also run into changing candidates to say, look, we're going to get a candidate who's going to be much more acceptable to the protesters and to the whole, this whole sort of movement that's going on?
Precisely. So, yeah, I think if, you know, we get blindsided a lot out here. So, you know, for the sake of the listeners, I think I'd be almost conspiratorial at this point, forming some kind of theories on what could necessarily be happening.
Very interesting indeed. All right. Stay right there, Denise. We are coming right back, everybody. We have a lot more to tell you. A lot more going on here in the early morning hours, so you're going to hear it first. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, you know, as a public service to the protesters, we just want to reiterate that, again, Shiraz University in Iran may want to offer people who get expelled or threatened to be expelled with scholarships to complete their studies in Iran. So I don't know, folks. You know, Shiraz University, they may want you to come over there. I don't know that. But here's the thing. I don't think you're going to find yourself saying, oh, good, I'm finally in Iran. I know I'm not trying to be funny, but it is very, very silly indeed. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, did you hear about Shiraz University and the fact that
I did.
Talk about recruitment. That is really off the charts.
Well, yeah, but I think some of the universities here, did I hear it was Brown University that is giving scholarships now and offering bonuses for hiring Palestinian professors and whatnot? I think I may have heard that one. Brown.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, but again, I mean, it would seem to me that especially if some of these protesters, if they actually went to a country, maybe they feel, well, I'm so happy I'm finally in a country that not only is against Israel, but attacks Israel outright, they might find that they wouldn't be too happy with them. You know, they may have to, you know, not be able to be themselves, shall we say, if they went to Iran.
Well, you got to wonder if they would comply with the needs list of the protesters and make sure that they get no sunscreen and non-gluten this and, you know, all that nonsense.
That's right. Protesting is it's a hard thing, but you definitely need your needs met for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we'll continue to monitor. We're actually seeing there's a couple of live feeds that are coming out from there right now, but we don't see any movement necessarily. But in terms of politics, Denise, it looks like James Carville is now not happy with young voters. We can't repeat what he said on the radio,
no,
obviously.
You can't.
We can't repeat that. But is this another sort of tell in the sense that they know that they're kind of losing this war here, this perception? You know, if they're not so jazzed up about Joe Biden.
Well, I mean, Michael Moore was on CNN the other night saying the same thing, that this White House needed to stop this thing and put it down, otherwise, Trump's going to win. So you got Michael Moore that's concerned about all this, too. So, we're watching panic set in.
No kidding. No kidding. And it's if and James Carville, the stuff we can repeat, he was saying how, you know, Donald Trump's going to take all of your rights away. He literally called the Supreme Court, and I quote, illegitimate whores. You know, it sounds like an old Norm MacDonald kind of line or something. It's you know, I just think, and James Carville's always been a little, you know, esoteric like that, or a little, I should say, eccentric. But this is now starting
bombastic.
This is really starting to be a real tell, I think, as to what they think is happening.
Well, you know, desperate people, and he's one of the ones that's desperate. They mobilize together because misery loves company, and then they start plotting. So, don't think that they're not plotting, because I truly believe that they are. And what it necessarily involves, I have no idea, but I think it has everything to do with Plan B and Plan C going into the DNC convention. We can start there, and then what happens at the early voting and ballots and how they're printed and, you know, all of that, and harvesting and drop boxes. So don't think that, you know, the things that worked the last time, they're not going to seize on those successes the next time.
Well, indeed. But overall, of course, not just what's happening here on these campuses, but what's happening in the Middle East, what continues to happen in Ukraine, and now, of course, the other wild card here is China, and what China could be, you know, planning, you know, looking at, in other words, can they look at what's happening here as being a real time of weakness and chaos, you know, not that they're going to invade Taiwan next Tuesday, but how does this enter into all of that in Beijing, do you think?
I think what Director Christopher Wray is really saying is that when it comes to infrastructure and how infected they are or have the possibility of being because of Volt Typhoon, the Chinese hacking operation, that the Chinese could flip a switch and, you know, hit one of our infrastructures, if not two of them at the same time. And then when that goes, that's the very moment that Taiwan could go. See what I'm saying? So we have a panic here that we can't deal with over in Taiwan. Again, it could be a conspiracy theory, but, you know, national security professionals, they game these things out, and they put probabilities to them, and then they, you know, offer up measures to defend on those, and or in any case go on offense. So we have to think like the enemy, and we don't often do that. But, you know, again, the enemies are next door to us, and standing beside us in a lot of cases. I mean, it's kind of like we're being run by the Taliban.
Right. Well, and I hate to make this kind of comparison, but, you know, there on September the 10th, 2001, everything was going pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And then September 11th dawned, and it was still, you know, it was a very beautiful morning, basically. And then everything started happening, as we know. It's kind of what you're describing is that, you know, there's not going to be some buildup. You know, there's not going to be some kind of warning in this. If they're able to do this, for lack of a better term, flip a switch, to put it in simple terms. But if they were to do something like that, there would be so much confusion to say, well, why is this turning off? Why is this turning? What's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
we're off to the races, just like on 9/11 in mm-hmm. that vein. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's precisely it. And all of us are living in a pre-9/11 mentality. And I would argue we can never live that way again.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, remember the Colonial Pipeline, or remember when part of Texas, the whole power grid went down because it froze, and remember the panic that we had when we had the backup at the Port of Long Beach, and there were, 1,000 supply ships that were out there, and, We are very fragile, and this is we are living under a federal government, in a lot of cases a state governments that have no concept of preparation. I don't want to toot Florida's horn, but we're so used to disasters, certainly because of hurricanes, that we only need to teach our new Florida residents, 100,000 a year, mm-hmm. whatever that number mm-hmm. is. But beyond that, we're kind of used to some of these things. We know how to live without power for a week, or, food for a week and so forth, or medicine, doctors, stores, and, all those kinds of things. But the rest of the country doesn't. We have no idea what this could all necessarily look like. What happens when we have the teachers' unions or SEIU or the Palestinians, they all mobilize together and they not only start taking over stadiums and summer concerts and baseball games or hospitals. I mean, they've shut down
yeah.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Exactly. Well, we're going to keep going right after this short break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Much more with Denise Simon. Stay right there, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestinian protests at universities nationwide. Senator Tom Cotton accused university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the Intifada.
He suggested that the Department of Education withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. An active shooter situation outside a Wisconsin middle school has ended after the threat was neutralized. The information comes from the Mount Horeb Area School District, west of Madison. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Over facts.
Yeah, I think that's what some of those protesters are doing. They've got the agenda, they've got the quote truth about things, and despite what the facts say about stuff, no big deal. No big deal at all. We're continuing to monitor it, by the way, everybody, at UCLA this morning. It's about 1:33 in the a.m. On the West Coast, 4:33, of course, on the East Coast. And we still see some of the LAPD lined up. We still see, the protesters that are there. They're defying the dispersal order. There isn't any major action yet. But it is certainly brewing there. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon with us. Denise, good morning again.
Good morning. It looks like just about now law enforcement's about to go in. I just sent you a message that there are some flashbangs that are going off. So I think they're ready.
It very well could be. We're monitoring a live feed. Basically, I think it's coming from the AP. They're on a certain part of this campus. So, if the flashbangs are going off, then that could be meaning that they're getting ready literally to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is a big deal, everybody. Certainly, one of the things that they're very concerned with, of course, I know, Denise, is the idea of what the optics look like. I know that sounds kind of crass, but the mayor of the city and all that, this is... They are probably looking at that more so than almost anything And only because, again, they don't want to come off as being, you know, we're stopping the protesters and this kind of stuff, even though they have to because of what they're doing out there.
Well, you know, how much has anybody said about the state of Florida with what was going on at Florida State, University of Florida, and USF? I mean, they stopped all that real fast, like within minutes. And there hasn't been any kind of repercussions on that. University of Texas, they're still having some issues, but those are that's probably one of the largest campuses in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Plus its location. So yeah. University of Texas has got bigger challenges.
We have a telephone call lined up here as we're waiting to see what's happening here at UCLA. We've got Backgam and Bob on the phone for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgam and Bob.
Good morning. Y'all were talking about China attacking our infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Don't you think there would be retribution that China, that we might, if China were to knock out our grid, if they were to cause a lot of real problems, don't you think that we might conceivably have real retribution for them?
No.
And the second thing I wanted to say is that according to some interactive maps that I've seen on the Internet, looks like we have a pretty good situation going with the House and the Senate as far as flipping seats. And I think that is really important. And I wonder, and the last thing I want to mention is that even if Trump were to win the election, there is still 8.5 months from this point in time till an actual presidency is taken over. And that's a lot of time caused many, many problems by a lame duck president that doesn't have anything to fear retribution, although
that's
I know
right.
He's running by other people.
Yep.
But he is run by other people.
Yeah.
That's right.
I
mean,
you're right.
A lot of damage could happen between now and next January, so that's exactly right.
And that's a really scary thought, but definitely that's, you know, a lot of times, though, you see, Denise, also, typically there's a courtesy between an outgoing president and president-elect. They're not going to take precipitous actions on things without consulting, but all that just flies out the
window. There's no courtesy anymore.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, there have been times, I think, when Clinton was president-elect, George H.W. Bush did consult with him on at least one or two important things, and that was, you know, that's classy in the grand sense, but all that is, you know, that's yesteryear. We read about that in books at this point. And not because I think what Backgam and Bob's talking about is that there would be a great proclivity to do something drastic and weird. I think do you have another comment, Bob?
Yes.
Go
thank
ahead.
You. Remember what happened in the transition between Obama? I think it was Obama and the other one, but everything was totally screwed up for the incoming president. And I'm not just talking about Trump, but there was other ones too.
Yeah, there wasn't what I would call a real peaceful transfer of power between Clinton and Bush. So yeah, remember they took all the W's off.
Yeah, they took all the W's off the things. Yeah, keyboards.
Yeah, and Hillary stole a bunch of furniture. Anybody remember that one?
Well, what else is new?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Backgam and Bob. Take care. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you know, again, all the civility, and that's part of the problem, don't you think, Denise? I mean, we don't see any civility at the top, so why it's no surprise it filters down.
Absolutely. What happens inside Washington, D.C., affects everything outside of the Beltway. On this side of the Potomac, I don't think that, you know, government, regardless of what agency or who's running it or what secretary or what director or whatever, they have no concept. You know, don't laugh at me, but I have a dream that I'm sitting at a table for some, and I do this often, before some committee in Congress, and I have this huge stack of paper. And on each page, it's all the things that we have to deal with out here. and the stupidness and the regulations and the laws and the crime and the this and that. And then I just read one and I flip it up in the air, and I read the next one and I flip it up the page up in the air and do this. And then the camera spans down and I'm sitting in a mountain of paper of what we have to deal with. And again, I'm in Florida, so, you know, our freedoms here are a whole lot better than those in other states. And it's hard for, you know, we Floridians to tell people and really understand the misery that they're in. A lot of people don't even understand that, you know, those that live in Pennsylvania or those that live in California or Illinois, they don't even understand how much misery they live in.
Mm-hmm.
They've adjusted their lives to it.
That's the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new normal. Yeah, we've got a listener writing in. Jerry, thanks again, saying that their police have just entered the campsite to remove the protesters. We're trying to confirm that here on the live streams that we're monitoring. But yeah, definitely. And you reported the flashbangs, Denise. So it looks like they may be starting
up. Well, the go order has been given to take down the encampment tonight. So...
And it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. If you got flashbangs going off, which are otherwise known as stun grenades, then they're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're ready with lots of twisty tie handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And
zip ties.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Zip ties. They're going to be taking a lot of people away, presumably. But it just remains to be seen how
we'll
much
be out
of a
in
fight.
An hour.
Yeah, but how much of a fight some might put up, because again, talking about the optics, some may say, well, you know, we really have to make it look as though the police are being brutal, that there's something else that we can sort of build propaganda on. But, you know, I'm of the mind that you've gotten the dispersal order, the police are serious about this, it's time to leave.
Well, yeah, it is. And if they do, they're going to, you know, they'll get out in a couple hours and they're going to go on to the next place or.
Right. And you mentioned, too, that they've got funding. They've got people that are ready to help with this kind of thing. So that's how organized. And
they have a built in infrastructure. And you got Lisa Fithian, who, you know, I think she started with the whole Occupy movement years ago. Well, she's been training and tweaking training and upgrading tactics all these years. Well, you know, she was at Columbia, you know, seeing how things are working and, you know, directing the protesters, telling them what to do, how to do it, where to do it, why to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we're going to continue to monitor this, and we're going to see what happens as we go through the overnight hours. Again, it's about almost 1:45 a.m., at UCLA right now. So, Denise, 24 hours from now, I can only imagine what we're going to be seeing or talking about, what the aftermath of all this is going to be.
Well, keep an eye on Karen Bass. She says that she's going to prosecute, but okay, we'll necessarily see if that really happens.
That's right. Good point. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, folks, stay right there. We got a lot going on. So we are coming right back. We got Chris Markowski, by the way. So don't go anywhere. Final one with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition is literally roaring by as we continue to monitor what's happening at UCLA with the LAPD evidently having been given the go order, and we're waiting to see how all this shakes out, as it were. Again, right here on the West Coast, it's about 12 minutes to 2 a.m., so comparatively, the night is still young, I think, for these protesters, but we're definitely going to continue to see what they might be up to here and bring you breaking news as it occurs. But right now we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there, find out about Chris, his radio show, his podcasts, and much, much more. So once again, happy Thursday to you, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Chris, we saw the Fed have their meeting, basically, and then the Dow went up, but then it kind of closed mixed. But they're hinting at a rate cut. I mean, yeah, here we go again. It's the same. I feel like we're on a treadmill, you know, looking at these Fed meetings and try to read the tea leaves with all this.
Well, that's why you got to get off the treadmill. I don't try to play that. It's an exercise in futility, quite frankly, trying to guess what's going to happen next. You know, they had various different pundits coming out yesterday. Oh, there's going to be one cut. There's going to be two cuts. Listen, they're going to do what they're going to do. I do believe, especially in election year, that they'll probably cut a couple times. They also have to take into consideration that we've got this commercial real estate situation that's getting worse instead of better. And I think that they probably would, do their best that they're trying to do to, in essence, not pop the bubble, but kind of let the air out of the bubble kind of slowly but surely, not to mention the debt that our nation continues to incur. And with higher rates, that's obviously adding insult to injury as far as the costs are. So I think they'll probably move on that. And quite frankly, I think a lot of, with inflation right now, I don't think that there's much they can do. The government's going to continue to spend. The government's going to, cause problems. I mean, yesterday, even take a look at some of the jobs on the JOLTS report that came out. It was fascinating in the fact that the numbers weren't that great. But the more of the jobs that were created there, was government jobs. So what does that tell you?
Well, exactly. Well, you're talking about the idea of trying to hit that inflation rate or trying to get inflation down. But the commercial real estate aspect, is so important. Now, in other words, my question is, would the Fed be justified in for only cutting the rates if only to help commercial real estate because of that disaster? I mean, this is a bona fide disaster that's happening and starting up. Or do they have to have some kind of arbitrary thing of, well, we're going to cut it to get to 2%, or it has to be a certain number? In other words, can they do it because it needs to be done rather than it'll hit some mark that they tried to telegraph earlier?
I think all bets are off in election year. If it was so simple, we wouldn't even need to have a Fed. It would be basically a computer running everything based upon whatever input numbers that came in. They don't operate that way. Again, which is why everybody gets their underwear in a bunch when these meetings occur where the Fed speaks, because people are not sure what they're going to do next or what they're thinking is going to be. I wish it was more of a almost like arithmetic type of situation when it came to this, but there isn't.
Well, exactly. And because we know, for example, that these commercial loans are, when they reset, they don't all reset, one day, but they reset, over time and as different loans come due and so forth. But the property owners themselves literally couldn't probably confiscate enough money from their tenants in order to make up those differences. So what we'll see is we'll see foreclosures, we'll see receiverships and things like that, and you're probably going to have a much bigger problem, even in terms of a glut of commercial real estate empty space, than we even see right now.
Or you'll see bailouts. I don't know what to say. You might have bailouts. I don't know what the government might do when it comes to this, to say there is. I've done it in the past. I'll do it again. I think it's patently absurd, quite frankly. But, wouldn't surprise me.
Wow. Well, no, exactly. Because, again, you'd have this sort of major disaster on your hands. And, by the way, folks, as we're monitoring, ABC7 Los Angeles is transmitting some live streams, and it looks like you've got some police that are coming down this stairway where a lot of the protesters are, and so they are starting to move into the crowd at this point. So we'll continue to monitor this as we go through the morning. Definitely some action looks like it may be happening, and the protesters don't look too happy about it, as LAPD looks like at least they're repositioning themselves into the heart of the matter here. So, but at any rate, Chris, we've got also NBC News reported, and I was really surprised to see this. I mean, not surprised that it's what they're reporting, but that they're reporting it. The long-predicted consumer pullback is finally starting to hit places like Starbucks and KFC and McDonald's. It looks like people are starting to have enough of it already, that things cost way too much, and they're not spending as much.
Yeah, and they also actually, McDonald's also pointed out in their statement that the problems that they're having with the higher costs for workers in the state of California because of the various different minimum wage laws, that were put into play. You know, this is bound to happen eventually. I mean, every kind of, you know, I don't think really anybody's really surprised by this. It's been telegraphed that it has to happen. I mean, eventually people are going to start having to cut back on the type of spending that they have because of the high cost of everything. Big box retailers have already discussed this a while ago with some of the changes that they're seeing. So, again, I'm not surprised by this at all.
Well, exactly. And people have to make, you know, decisions about their money. I mean, and it's really to the point now, it's, you know, I just don't want to go spend money at Taco Bell. You know, it's hard to fathom that now your spending has to be so much under control that you're not going to go to Taco Bell, which would be comparatively inexpensive to get something to eat. So I just really think that, and especially as people have probably already exhausted a lot of their savings, or they've dipped into credit, and they're trying to make ends meet, and what does the next 6 months hold for them at that point?
Yeah, it's, well, you're not wrong. Again, you know, take a look at the cost of things and how they continue to go up, and adjustments are going to have to be made. Again, you know, we'll see if this translates come election time, and people finally are like, wow, I really lost a ton of value in the money that I make. And you actually take a look at some of the numbers over time. I was looking at some charts yesterday. Just, you know, you go back to 1990. I know it seems like a long time ago, but, you know, you've lost, your dollar's lost 50% of its buying power over that period of time. You know, if you could keep up, if you were smart and you saved your money and you invested in the markets, I mean, that's done very well over that period of time. But again, it's very, very hard to keep up when you lose that type of buying power.
Well, exactly right. And of course, you've also got the forgiveness of the student loans. We understand the Biden administration announced a new round of about $6.1 billion in student loans. Overall, they've given back or forgiven, it looks like, $160 billion. You know, this, what happens with this?
They haven't forgiven anything. It's stolen. I mean, you can't forgive a loan unless you lend the money out of it. You know, Kyle, you know, I decided to, you know, lend you, you know, $50 and I say, hey, you know, forget it, no big deal. You know, that's me. That's my money that I lent to you. This is theft. This is, you're taking the taxpayer dollars and you're, lending it out and then you're saying, oh, you don't have to pay it back. It's not your money to do that. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and the taxpayers literally are the ones, you know, stuck with that. And then there's an unfairness out there, I think. People say to themselves, well, hey, can you forgive my mortgage? Or can you, you know, what can else, you know, what can you do for me?
The loan that was taken out by the plumber to buy his tools to start his business or whatever it may be. I mean, again, they're actually going out there and starting a business. And, you know, what difference does it make? Isn't that why you go to college in the first place? I mean, it's silly. I mean, it's funny, they were here in New York, all the stuff going on in Columbia, they were, some of the protesters there, they were giving the degrees that these people were studying. Some of the most nonsensical things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wow. Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Top of the hour news is next. We'll tell you about what's happening at UCLA when we come back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.